Good afternoon.
That was one of our best ones. We were so, look at that. You can't even see. Look at the waves. We were perfect.
You chart those waves. That is a beautiful. That should go in a museum.
That was perfect. That, wavelength. That was perfect. Perfect.
Definitely.
We're getting better at it. The Museum of Inadequacy.
Oh.
I was going to say the Locke Museum of Terryville, Connecticut.
No, not the old, what is it, the antique radio museum over in, what is it, Windsor, Greenwich?
I'm a
like
clock
that.
Museum guy myself.
In Waterbury?
In Bristol.
Oh, I've been to that, actually.
No, I thought you were talking about the Timex Museum.
I've been to that one, too.
Waterbury?
What are you doing with your lives?
I like clockwork stuff. I legitimately like clockwork stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Clockwork, yeah. By clockwork the way, going to maybe brought up
great
later
movie.
On in the program today. Because we got a fun one. Let's get right into it, you guys.
Deep dive.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Have a shitty New Year, Nico.
Happy New Year.
Have
guys.
A really shitty New Year.
I got a text from Zach.
Yes, you
about
did.
About an hour into the New Year, it wasn't Happy New Year.
It wasn't
buddy.
Even an hour. It was like, yeah, 20 minutes.
I was
like,
there.
Yeah, he was there.
Oh, were you?
We were at Michaela's.
Oh yeah, he just goes. I just want this to be the first fuck you, Nico, of 2016.
And it was.
Nick Lombardo sent me his first pun of the year.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, what was it?
I don't remember.
Why has Nick Lombardo not been on Why Is This a Thing yet?
He needs to be on Why Is This a Thing.
I don't know.
He does. He was so great when he was on Nico's show last year. That was one of the best Nico shows we've ever done. Peaked really early and then just sort of teetered off. The lack of Nick Lombardo. Really. So I texted you guys. Because we were talking about year in review type stuff that we can do. Yeah. I was texting you guys like 3 hours ago because an idea struck me. And I said, I'm working on this idea, and it's going to be fun, and I think you guys will like it.
And you didn't tell us anything about it.
Didn't tell you a damn thing until you arrived right now, as I'm here to announce. What?
My head hurts for some reason.
Okay.
Oh, well, don't worry, got an hour ago.
Oh, it's pounding.
This is. This is the first annual.
First annual.
2015. Or 2016, I guess, but 2015.
/ 16.
Wattaddies.
The Wattaddies.
The Wattaddies.
You know I hate that.
I kind of love that.
Did you know I hate our acronym? Fun fact.
Oh, no, so do I.
Wattat.
It's the worst. It's god-awful.
I kind of like Wattat.
But Wattaddies is good.
Wattaddies is good just because you can kind of, if you look really hard, if you squint, you can see titties in the title. Like, if you squint, and you really use your imagination.
And then you close one eye, and you close the other eye. Yeah, I can see it.
You can see titties in, so this is the Wattaddies, the first annual. It is our award show. For the year in 2015, we're going to be celebrating all things Wattat, or as we call it, Why Is This a Thing?
Yes.
Oh, that's what it stands for.
That's right.
Now I get it.
So
I hate it.
It all makes sense
still
now.
Still like it.
It's still awful. It's not better by any stretch of the imagination.
It just makes sense now.
That's so.
All right. So okay. Yeah, I'm excited. So
go ahead.
So we're gonna be reviewing things. I'm assuming we have like award topics.
Yes, we have 11 categories.
Categories, okay.
We got about anywhere between 5 and, five or 6 nominees for each category, except for the last one, which has 10. It's like our best picture. It's going to be our final award. And normally, like an award show, you leave it up to a vote. You ask the Academy. You ask the audience to vote.
We are the audience, Academy, and the voters.
We say fuck the audience on this show, though.
Fuck the audience.
No, I mean, to be honest, like, we are half the audience already.
That is true.
No, that means I actually listen to it when it's out.
I mean, which is a lie. You don't.
I barely listen to it while we're doing it, to be honest.
Sorry, what?
So we have a kind of weird method. We're going to try to come to a consensus with each of these categories. And if we can't come to a consensus, or we don't like the consensus that the three of us have come to, we each get one individual veto that we can use at our own discretion to override whatever the group's decision
except
is. Except the last
category. How many categories are there?
There's 11.
I doubt we're going to have any vetoes left by the time we get there, to be honest.
There's going
to
be arguing, and it's going to be fun. And I have the nominees prepared, and I got to be honest with you guys. Quite proud of this little project I did. Not gonna lie to you.
It's more work than you've done all semester.
Wait, hold on. So were you motivated to do this?
A little motivated here.
Just a little bit? Okay.
Just a hint of motivation?
Taking risks in 2016, Zach.
Yeah.
Was that your new
resolution? Did you hear his resolution? Each month, He's going to take one risk.
One risk a
month. What that risk is, he doesn't know until it presents itself.
Risk per month. Jimmy, Megan, and I are each doing
it. So you know what that
Jimmy's
means?
Jimmy's taking risks?
Jimmy, Megan,
you know what
I.
That
ooh,
means?
I'm going to make Jimmy like talk to a girl while he's sober.
Oh, Jimmy, oh, that is... Don't get carried away. Take it slow.
I'm going to make Megan do something.
Talk
I don't
to people.
Anything. Walk outside of her house.
Jimmy, Megan, and I all agreed we're going to hold each other to it. One risk a month.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? I'm quite excited. Proud of that as well. So here we go.
You guys should make little vlogs and record your risks that you did.
I'm talking about them on the podcast. I'm Nico show, I'm going to describe my risk.
Need the Jimmy show and the Megan show.
Yeah. We don't need that.
Why not?
No one needs that in their lives. All right. Let's start out with an indulgent category. There's a couple of these that are not only about the shows and movies that we talked about, but also about the podcast itself.
Interesting.
Okay.
The first one is the Fuck the Audience Award for Best Podcast Guest. Okay? The nominees are Abby from How to Halloween, Brian from the Danger 5 podcast and How to Halloween, Michaela, Nick's girlfriend from How to Halloween, Adam from the Star Wars Megacast, George from
the Star Wars Megacast,
George from Say Anything, we played Say Anything, and
oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
And you like this one. Jimmy from the first 5 minutes of Kill Me a Thon.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
There you go. The Fuck the Audience for Best Podcast. Who's the winner going to be, you guys?
All right. Let's just... First, I'm going to say this. Now, I know we're all tempted to pick George, right? I think deep down, we're all tempted to pick George.
He was in my top three choices.
I need to remind you that he didn't show up for How to Halloween.
That's true.
Yes, that's exactly.
True. As much as I love George, I think we can't give him this.
I think we can't either. Sure. Cross George out. He's out of contention.
Unfortunately.
Absolutely.
Fact that I totally forgot Jimmy was there means he's out.
but
I totally forgot about him.
True. In his defense, that is more than I would expect out of him.
Yeah.
But I think I agree with you.
Yeah.
Right. It's an honor just to be nominated for Jimmy.
Yeah.
I think he's out. He's out of the ring.
Congratulations.
I think there's a clear ringer in this pack. My vote is pretty clear.
Well.
We know who you're voting
actually,
for.
It might not be so clear, though, to you.
I think I know. It starts with an A.
It does.
Yeah.
And I think it's Abby, actually.
That's what I... Yep.
That's my vote.
Yep.
That's
I thought was his vote.
That's my vote.
You say that like we're surprised. We've been doing this for 8 months.
I knew you thought we were going to think Adam.
Yes.
Yes.
Loved Adam. A clear runner-up here. If I could split the award, I would. If I could cut it in half, but we only have one statue, you guys. We can't give this away to two different people. So,
I guess that's true.
I think we
so get, what are we doing here?
I agree with that.
You agree with it?
I agree with that.
All right, here we go.
Do you agree with that?
Veto.
No!
He can't use it anymore.
Oh man! Oh, you're such a gentleman.
I have to.
How chivalrous!
It's my girlfriend.
Wow. Okay, so the Wattati goes to
Michaela.
Michaela, how
I have
Halloween.
To. It's my girlfriend. You know, I can't.
I thought major snub there. I thought that was a major snub. But you used your veto. That's fair.
Okay,
perfectly
fair enough.
Fair.
But now he can't use it ever again. Which is good.
I was torn.
Congratulations to Michaela, the first Wattati of the night. Her first career Wattati.
I think it's kind of funny that we were in agreement with Abby, but looking back, she really didn't do much.
I thought she made the most of her screen time.
Yeah, I thought
she was
good.
Great antagonist. I thought she was great as the killer. Spoiler alert, by the way, for a Halloween episode.
For any of you who watched more than 2 minutes of it,
yeah,
nobody.
She was really a trooper with those cards, too.
Yeah.
And really...
She was so bummed out, though, when she found out we
didn't see an unsung hero there. Really did not... It's a thankless job, her job.
I would like to thank all the nominees. I think they all did a lovely job.
They all did
of course.
Congratulations, McKayla.
And Brian was a huge help in all of the episodes that he was in.
He definitely was.
He's done a lot for us.
Yeah. And Adam's my new best friend. So there you go.
Yeah.
And Adam was great to have on, of course.
All right, here we go. This is another fun one. This is the Kill Yourself Award. For most annoying character.
Jar Jar Binks.
The nominees are...
Here, we didn't even watch it, but Jar Jar Binks.
Charlie Calvin from The Santa Claus.
Oh.
Okay.
Dr. Neil Miller.
From The Santa Claus.
Denny, Johnny's pervy little friend in The Room.
Ooh.
Lisa. Oh. The love interest from The Room.
Wow.
And Michael Cera from A Very Merry Christmas. Because Michael Cera in anything's pretty annoying.
Yep.
I like Michael Cera.
Disgust.
So I disagree.
Hate Michael Cera. Can't stand him.
I like the theme.
Lisa isn't the most annoying person on this list. I think we're in agreement there.
I mean, she's okay. She was very annoying. Don't get me wrong, but she's clearly not the most annoying person on this list.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Can we cross her off? I think I can agree.
We can cross off Lisa.
She's not my number one pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
think there's a clear ringer here. I think there's a ringer in this race. I think, like, last year, like, J.K. Simmons won Best Supporting Actor, and it was a wash, and Julianne Moore won Best Actress. And...
No, I'm looking at Charlie.
You're looking at Charlie? I happen to disagree.
I'm looking at Neil.
I'm also looking at Neil.
I'm looking at
Neil.
And
look at that, you're outvoted. And the winner of the Kill Yourself Award for Most Annoying Character, Dr. Neil Miller from The Santa Claus.
I can live with Neil.
Let's highlight
I can live with Neil being dead. You know what
was the most annoying thing about him?
What?
Those fucking sweaters.
Yeah. Now imagine if Denny was wearing one of those sweaters.
Oh, that kid.
I will say, that Denny, guy. I thought was going to be the all-out favorite until I came up with Neil, and I figured, you know what, Neil might be the more annoying Neil character.
Miller was...
But Denny was very annoying.
I like Denny was a very...
I like how there are really, like, two movies on my list, though.
Yeah. There really were. I mean, those are the most annoying movies, I think.
Both the Christmas ones, too.
And the Room of Christmas movie?
Oh, wait, what am I... Oh, no. No, because I was thinking the Very Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh,
yeah. And, yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah, you picked a...
Did you already do that?
Yeah, for my veto. Power veto.
So,
That's not the veto button, that's the audience. You will not mute the audience.
I muted them. Fuck the audience.
Ooh. So Neil gets his first with Taddy. I will say, that was the one thing that we talked about a lot on the Santa Claus deep dive.
Yes.
Was how much we hated Neil.
Neil was pretty awful. But he was terrible. You know, Charlie was pretty terrible. You picked a good list of terrible people.
Charlie was pretty terrible, but he didn't show up in the third one, so I'm covering him, all that much.
That's true.
Yes. So, good point. Yes.
That's one of the only reasons why. His Neil was prominently in...
All right, here we go. I wonder what Neil's acceptance speech would look like. That would be just really douchey.
He'd probably be analyzing us psychologically.
How douchey would that be?
So douchey.
Good thing we don't have award speeches on here. Yeah. All right, here we go. He was contacted. He did not return comments. All right, here we go. This is the Good Afternoon Award for most quotable quote.
Good afternoon.
And the nominees are... A doll, da ba da ba da 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 Pompadour.
Pompadour.
Oh, hi, Mark. From...
Oh, hi, Mark.
From The Room.
Okay.
Leave your stupid comments in your pocket. From The Room.
I totally forgot about that.
And as always, Kill Hitler from Danger 5.
That's a good one.
That was a good one.
That's My Little Octopussy from Octopussy. And Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin'. George Clooney.
Santa Claus Wants Some Love.
From A Very Merry Christmas. Discuss.
Okay.
Discuss. Another tough category here.
Tough
one.
Well, we've only ever said, and as always, killed Hitler like three times.
Yes.
Now, I gotta say, also, remember, this is the most quotable quote.
Yes.
I think Zach summed it up when he said he forgot about leave your stupid comments in your pocket.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
It's not very quotable if we're not remembering it.
Uh-huh.
So those two out?
We can get rid of it, yeah. Are we getting rid of, as always, kill Hitler? And all right.
I think that, that has some merit. Has some merit.
I feel like Danger 5, we keep trying to forget it, though. I feel like we're trying to bury that in the past. If it's for quotable, most quotable quote.
I like Danger 5, though.
No, I like it. I like it. But we haven't really talked about it. Since we stopped doing it.
Did it have the longevity, is the question, and I don't think it did. Okay. All right, we're down to four more.
We're down, yep. That's My Little Octopussy.
I love that quote.
It's a great quote.
I love that
quote. I've never heard you use it besides when we watched the movie.
I love that quote, though.
Yeah, I haven't really heard it outside of the context of us.
Okay. Eliminate.
I'm thinking, now...
Now, oh hi, Mark, I use all the time.
That's a quotable quote. I've heard that.
That's great.
The only thing is, Mark. I don't want to give that to the room.
You don't want to award the room? I will say the room might be up for a lot more awards tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if we're in the interest of dividing it up equally, but I don't know, man. I think that's the best quote on the list.
I think oh hi, Mark, or
I'm thinking
I'm thinking oh hi, Mark. What are we going with, Zachary? The deciding vote.
I gotta go with... No, 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 no,
no. Oh! Hit the award! Just there we go!
Just because... I use both of them.
Yes.
Well, I use the Pompadour one when I legitimately want to confuse people. I just go...
So
So Pompidou takes home. Is that the first award of the night for Pompidou?
Yes.
Oh, it wow. Is. Look at that. All right.
Highlight it.
It makes me happy that the show that got everything started is getting its what it deserves. You know?
Yeah. That might be the Silence of the Lambs of this award ceremony, though. Like, Pompidou has it has the potential to make a clean sweep tonight. We'll see what happens, but Pompidou has a lot of nominations coming for Pompidou. I will say okay. That.
I'm worried that it's going to be one of those people that's nominated all the time, but doesn't quite make the mark.
He's the Leo DiCaprio.
I think you know that's why I wanted to try to. That's why I wanted to try to make sure it got what it deserved.
Okay,
you know.
All right, here we go. This is a fun one.
I feel like they're all fun ones.
I'm excited.
This is very tough.
I'm writhing in anticipation.
I couldn't eliminate this down to six, so we do seven here. And this was
girlhood is quivering.
I could have done like 15. Okay, this is the very naughty award for sexiest scene. The nominees are Frank Enfurter inserts his Frankfurter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show bisexually into both of them. Yes, the montage of him fucking both the man and the woman in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Fantastic. Classic cinema right there.
Singing in the Rain. From A Clockwork Orange, in which this character is beat up and raped in A Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, that's not...
in a wonderfully joyous way.
Really choreographed. Really good choreography.
Wasn't that, like, improvised, too?
It might have been.
Like, I think he started singing it.
Yeah.
And then Kubrick was like, okay, cut. Okay, wait, no, that was great. Do it again. Or something like that. Like, it wasn't in the script and he just started doing it.
That's a little weird.
All right, we have Michelle and Mike, whoever they are, get it on in the room. That random sex scene in the middle of the room where the two characters break into the apartment and just bang each other.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I remember that.
Right.
Okay.
That was unnecessary.
That was weird. Yeah.
All right, we have 11 Minutes in Heaven, Irreversible.
Oh. Wow, you called it 11 Minutes in Heaven.
Wow.
I know where my award's going, whether it's on this list or not. I already know where it's going.
We have My Bloody Valentine from Antichrist.
There we go. That's what I was going to pick.
In which a clitoris is cut off and a penis is ejaculating blood.
I choose to think about the very first scene. Okay. You know, where the baby dies.
That's the one I was thinking, too.
For his actual penetration. All right, we can add that on. Write-in candidate. We can add that into the list.
That's kind of what I was hoping for.
All right, write-in candidate. We got My Baby Love from a Serbian film.
What the fuck's the matter with you?
A lot of rape in that.
My baby love. Baby love. I need you.
You're putting a new context to that song that I don't like.
Music changes everything.
For real.
Newborn porn is on the list. And then we have... we have Martin Short climaxes to his own name in the Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause.
Oh, okay, that.
Those
okay.
are your nominees for the very naughty.
I know what I'm voting for.
For sexiest scene. All right, where are we going with
I'm going to go for the write-in candidate for the Antichrist.
Are you going
because when you said naughtiest scene.
When the baby dies?
Yeah, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
All right, where are you going, Zachary?
I got to go with the Martin Short climaxing to his own name.
Wow.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, this is a tough category.
This really is.
So many great nominees here.
I like how you did this in a very weird order. You didn't,
yeah.
I'm looking at the way you have it listed, and you did not read them in the order.
No, I didn't.
That you.
Yeah, no, he didn't. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What?
Like, at all. I don't know. How did you decide?
He went here, just here. Jumped
around. I wanted to save the.
Here.
I wanted to save the rape punchlines to last. Wow.
So you saved the rape punchlines, but you made Martin Short climaxing to his own name the last one.
I'm not making any accusations here. But,
he was a little rapey, though. We did decide that.
he was a little rapey.
He was a little rapey.
A little rapey.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the arguably only consensual sex scene.
Well, we can get rid of Baby Love.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Can we get rid of Baby Love?
It's not. This is the sexiest scene. Most of these are not sexy. All
yes, right. Exactly. Sexiest is what you're thinking.
Most of these make me quiver.
All right, if we're doing sexiest scene, this must make you quiver. All right.
Not in a good way.
There it is then. Martin Short then. We're going Martin Short climax.
We're going Martin Short
to his own name and Santa Claus 3. Martin Short takes home his first with Taddy, everybody. There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Plus, although real penetration is that, yeah, it does sort of make sense, and they use porn stars in that scene, of course.
And I think the baby jumping out the window just made it for me.
However, I will say, seeing a clitoris get cut off is an image I will never forget.
I, for the record, didn't see that.
That is true.
That's definitely true. I don't know why I decided to look away when I did, but I looked away for some reason, not because I was, like, squeamish, and then I looked back, and it was practically over on YouTube, where, like, I'm like, oh!
I don't
like,
remember oh. it. I know it happened.
I know it happened, but I didn't see it. I thought you saw it.
I probably did.
We're looking in the audience right now. Martin Short is currently humping some older gentlemen and having a good time.
Wow.
Oh, that Martin Short. I'm so happy for him. You know, this is it's like a career achievement for Martin Short here. Lifetime Achievement Award. Gets the Wattati there.
That's his lifetime achievement.
Finally getting something. Some recognition.
All right, now we're getting into the real...
Okay, you realize we need to go on, like, his Wikipedia page and add this in.
On the Wattati. We definitely do. When's the... Yeah, put
Should
it on his IMDb.
For all of this?
Let's do it.
And just, like...
See what people say.
People are going to say, what the fuck is this? And we can make a link.
Yeah.
Link it over.
This award season, man, I'm telling you, the Golden Globes are this weekend, and the Oscars are coming, and the Grammys are coming. This might be the finest award show. I'm just telling you.
I think it might be.
This is pretty good. All right, here we go. We got the Giamatti Award for Best Supporting Actress. Don't ask me why.
yeah, whatever. I'm on board.
The nominees are Anna Paquin as Laurie the Werewolf in Trick or Treat. Maude right. Adams as Octopussy in Octopussy.
Maude Adams. Yeah.
Miley Cyrus as herself in A Very Merry Christmas. Ooh. Rebel Wilson as Fat Amy impersonator in Pompidou.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Marion the Dog as herself in Pompidou. And the newborn baby as herself in a Serbian film.
What the fuck's with you and that fucking baby? Fuck that baby.
How do you know the baby was a girl?
I'm crossing that off immediately.
I looked it up.
You did?
I did look it up.
Of course you did.
They have that information
available?
That information available?
Was available online.
Why?
I was a female.
Why do we know that?
I don't know why, but we know it.
I know who I want.
Okay. Who are you thinking here?
I really liked Anna Paquin as the werewolf.
You did. Okay. I don't like that choice.
It's either that or Rebel Wilson.
I'm on the Miley Cyrus train.
I know you all are on.
I'm feeling Marion the Dog right now. I'm feeling Marion the Dog was the glue that held Pompidou together.
Well, then we can cross off Maude Adams, right?
We can get rid of Maude Adams.
Okay, we'll get rid of
Maude Adams.
I'm sorry, Maude.
Great as Octopus.
With all of this disagreement, let's at least try to make it progressive.
Yes, okay. We're getting rid of Maude
in
Adams.
In a sense.
You know what? I'm going to cross off Rebel Wilson.
Okay, so we're leaning on Anna Paquin, Miley
Cyrus. Anna Paquin, Miley Cyrus, or Marion the Dog.
I think we get rid of Anna Paquin.
Now, for the record. Okay.
What?
Just because I want to annoy Nico a little bit.
Yes.
It says supporting actress.
Yes.
And Marion the Dog wasn't an actor; she was a puppet.
Now, I also want to point out.
What?
I think that we
so
should
much
look at.
Thought.
I think I we should. So I think much. We should look at this in the sense of, you know, not only is it just best supporting actress, but the quality of the movie itself.
Okay.
Right.
Yes. No. Not at all.
No.
Absolutely not at all. No, we're talking about the performance here.
This is the Wattatis, Nick.
Yes.
Not the
listen,
Oscars.
No. Listen.
Fuck
listen.
Your shit, Nick.
Who
fuck your shit.
Who the fuck is Anna Paquin? Get rid of her.
Yes, get rid of Anna Paquin.
Why?
Get rid of Anna Paquin.
She's pretty.
She's
pretty.
Very pretty.
But she, you know.
Crossing her off. No Anna Paquin.
Not as pretty as Mary and the Dog.
Absolutely not. So who are we down to here?
Well, I kind of agree with Zach as well, though.
What do we like? We like.
Well, of the two, I'm going with Marion the Dog.
We're down to Miley and
really?
Marion?
You know how I feel about Miley.
But Marion's not even. You were.
You know how
you
I
just
feel.
Said.
Because I really wanted Anna Paquin.
Wow.
You what? Just said that Marion's not even an actress. She's a puppet.
I like Marion here. I think like Marion was the glue that held that show together. Who do you like other than that? Oh, you're out of the veto. Fuck you.
He's that? Out of the veto.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Marion the Dog with the Wattati. All right.
Wow, Pompidou, clean it
that's,
up today.
For the record, that's the only reason I went with Maine is because I can't stand Miley.
I thought
that's
Miley
sinful.
Was
shameful.
Here's the thing,
shameful.
Miley was good. She wasn't one of like the five best things in A Very Merry Christmas. I feel like Marion stole the show whenever she was on screen. So I think Marion.
I'm kind of disappointed you put Miley Cyrus and not Rashida Jones.
Oh, Rashida Jones in A Very Merry Christmas. Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Felt like again, Miley had more of a role though. I think. All right, there you go. Mary and the dog. Let's highlight that shit.
That's why I keep passing them to you.
There we go. From Pompidou. Two awards for Pompidou
tonight?
That's
two for Pompidou.
They are
those points.
Man, they are
two for two.
They are popping champagne at the after party today.
They're two for two.
They're two for two. All right, here we go, you guys. Another big, huge one here. There might be some disagreement.
Huge.
Huge.
It's going to be huge.
We got the Buscemi Award for Best Supporting Actor.
Ooh.
The Buscemi Award. And the nominees are...
Wait. What? Why did Giamatti get actress and Buscemi get actor?
Because I couldn't think of an actress. Because you'll find, by the way, very sexist nominees here. Clearly. I'm just saying. I think in 2016, one of our resolutions, we should look for more female-focused shows and movies.
Do you want to watch Gilmore Girls?
Let's do it.
No.
Become the
I
one...
I hate that fucking show.
Sex in the City.
We can become the
former... I'd rather watch Sex in the City than Gilmore Girls.
What's the one where the girl dies and they're like trying to figure out what happened to her?
Pretty Little Liars?
Pretty Little Liars?
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
Should we be one of the 10,000 Pretty Little Liars podcasts that probably exist?
Probably, yeah.
Should we send all of our focus there?
What was the one with the chick? She was like a model and she got into a car accident and her brain was switched to the body of like this fat lawyer.
What are you talking
about? What was that show?
What are you talking about?
It didn't
about?
Do
Oh,
well.
No. There was a movie.
No, it was a show.
Talking about Hot Chick? The Hot Chick? With
Hot Chick?
With Rob Schneider?
No. Quite different movie. Very different movie.
No. No. It's the one with Rob Schneider?
Yeah, that's Hot Chicks.
That's Hot Chicks.
There's no brain swapping in that. It's that these two black dudes.
No. That's not
White
one,
Chicks.
That's White Chicks.
Hot Chick is...
Oh.
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider plays a villain. He plays a criminal.
Switches bodies with a hot girl.
With a 17-year-old hot chick.
Gotcha.
Tense hot chick.
Via magical Egyptian earrings.
Sounds horrible.
Yes.
Via magical Egyptian earrings.
Almost as weird as Chucky becoming Chucky because of voodoo.
Okay.
kind of shaky
logic. Because this master criminal is somehow a voodoo master.
Definitely. Yes. Absolutely. All right, here we go.
What was that show?
Buscemi Award for Best Supporting Actor. The nominees are Alex McQueen as Hove in Pompidou.
Ooh.
David Hasselhoff as Gil Shepard in Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no.
Oh.
I forgot that was the name of that movie. Oh, hell no.
Get this, you guys. David Hasselhoff as Hoff 9000 in Kung Fury. First time for the Wattatties, a double nominee. Nominated two times in the same category, a first for the Wattatties. Can you believe it? Can you believe it, you guys?
Yes, I can.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. David Hasselhoff picks up a double nomination. Martin Short as Jack Frost in the Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause. Meatloaf as Eddie X.
Meatloaf.
In the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Oof. Philip Haldeman as Denny in The Room.
Nope.
And the Fox as himself in Antichrist.
Chaos reigns.
There's your nominees. Discuss.
I don't think Martin Short was. He wasn't the lead, but I have supporting actor.
I have two clear choices.
Okay. Hit me.
I'm seeing Alex McQueen as Hove.
Okay.
And the Fox as himself in Antichrist. Those are my two.
I thought the Fox was magnificent.
The Fox did an amazing job.
He's the one thing I remember from that I loved in Kill Me a Thon. Well, I remembered a lot, but the one thing I loved in Kill Me a Thon was the Fox.
The only thing enjoyable.
What does the Fox say?
Chaos reigns.
Have we made that video yet?
I should do it.
We should make that
YouTube video.
Yeah.
However, Meatloaf was great.
I love Hoff 9000.
I thought the Hoff was great in both things.
And I do love Meatloaf as Eddie X.
But I gotta be honest, I'm leaning towards the Fox as well. That would be my choice.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
We like the Fox?
I'll agree with that.
Oh my God, by unanimous consent?
Yes.
The Fox as himself an Antichrist. The Antichrist picks up its first award of the night.
It's a
supporting actor.
It's a sad night for award shows everywhere.
I think it's a sad night. It's a sad night for what's Alex McQueen, that's his name.
Hove.
He seemed like a good.
But he wasn't again. I don't think he was the support. He was just another lead actor in it.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, pundits were predicting a victory for Hove. You know, May.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
When there was award talk, he was the odds-on favorite, right? But then the Fox just swoops in.
The Fox shows up.
Yeah, steals his thunder. But whenever the Fox shows up, it's never a good thing.
They say weird things to you and start singing and dancing. It's not fun. All right. There we go. We're down to the final five.
Final five.
I'm going to keep saying it. Don't bang the table!
Okay. Sorry.
Gotta get one less in there.
And the nominees are?
Four. For what?
Oh, it's a category. We need the category, too.
This is the Snyder Award for Best Director.
I'm actually glad you put a name in there. I'm amazed.
This is the Snyder Award for Best Director.
The Snyder or Schneider?
Snyder. Like Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder. Okay.
And the nominees are.
I'm going to take him, or Rob Schneider.
That's better than Rob Schneider.
Is it though? No.
I'm the only one here who likes Zack Snyder.
I hate Zack Snyder. So.
Yeah, as do I. Lars von Trier for Antichrist. Oof. Matt Lucas for Pompidou. Tommy Wiseau for The Room.
Nick whispers quietly to himself, no.
J.J. Abrams for Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Why are you doing this?
Sofia Coppola for A Very Merry Christmas. Shit. And Nick Evangelista for Why Is This a Thing? How to Halloween. And there's your six nominees. You're out of a veto, bitch.
If this is the Wattaddies,
yes.
We can't have something that we didn't see for the Wattaddies.
I watched it.
We all watched it. We talked about it,
but we didn't watch it for the podcast.
I mean, debatable.
Listen, don't you guys want to be able to say that you're friends with someone who beat J.J. Abrams in a Best Director's Award show?
No. No, I don't.
Wow.
Oh, I like how you wrote the Cinder Award, not the Snyder Award.
Oh, that
you wrote the Cinder Award. The Cinder Award. The Y and the N.
all right. In terms of direction, in terms of someone that had a vision, right, and carried out that vision, I think we got to go with Wiseau. My vote is Tommy Wiseau.
I disagree.
I disagree.
That's my vote anyway.
What do we think?
I'm thinking.
Lars von Trier, no.
Matt Lucas.
Right. Matt Lucas is what I'm thinking.
Matt Lucas, he starred in his show. He wrote the show. He directed. He was a.
So did Tommy Wiseau.
But Tommy Wiseau's a piece of shit. His movie sucked.
Wow. You sure?
I'm leaning on Matt Lucas.
You realize he's going to veto.
Matt Lucas?
Yeah.
All right. Veto, bitch!
Yep.
Tommy Wiseau gets the award. The Wattaddy goes to.
That is the worst.
Yes, Tommy Wiseau for The Room.
I knew he was going to do it.
I knew he was too.
I was just going to do it right from the start, just so he couldn't do it on that one.
Wow. Tommy Wiseau gets it. Oh, my God. That's amazing. Come from behind victory for Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, you know, he's awful.
Now, he's terrible. I was looking this up. I was on The Room's IMDb page. And I actually saw it won, like, an award at an independent New York film festival.
For what?
Festival?
It was, like, the New York award? It was called the New York Independent Film Festival. It won the audience prize. Like, that is, like, the high prize at that film festival the year that it came out. It actually got a legitimate award. Add that to the list. The second award that The Room gets.
Wow. Well, no, it won a lot of,
Razzies?
Razzies. It won a lot
of... Did it?
Of,
I didn't see any Razzies on the IMDb.
It got a lot of...
Well, yeah, I don't think they're going to...
They're not going to put it on the Razzies.
Normally IMDb lists that. I thought it got a lot of Razzies. All right. So, here we go, guys. Now we're getting to the big leagues here. All right?
Oh, now!
Okay. This is... Four
more categories?
This is the big four. There are three that are...
The big four.
I think you know what the other three are, and then we have a fourth that involves the podcast. What do we have? The
best actor.
We get a...
Best actress.
Yep.
Best film.
Yep. And we have also one final podcast award.
Okay.
For ourselves, that we're awarding ourselves.
So are we doing Best Actor right now? Or Best Actress?
We're doing Best Actress right now.
Right.
And the nominees are Monica Bellucci, a.k.a. Too Much Rape and Irreversible.
Thank you.
Morgana...
Is that Monica Bellucci?
Yes. Morgana Louis, a.k.a. Too Much Flaying in Martyrs.
Okay.
Charlotte Gainsbourg, a.k.a. Too Much Click Cutting in Antichrist.
I think one is enough. One clit getting cut to enough clits.
We have Juliet Danielle, a.k.a. Too Much Boobs, in The Room. We have...
I
think that's Tommy Wiseau.
Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah, she's...
We have Susan Sarandon, a.k.a. Not Enough Boobs, in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
And we have Tara Reid, aka Too Much Tara Reid, in Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no.
I like Terry. She's all right.
There's your nominees.
Guys. I like doing Scrubs.
This is big. This is a big one. Who gave the best performance? The best actress.
All right, well, I can't pronounce one of their names.
I can't pronounce the second one.
So let's cross her out.
Yep. We're getting rid of Martin. Oh, man, she committed to that role, though.
Right, like, but I can't pronounce her name.
All right.
I can't even pronounce the character she was playing's name.
Okay.
Anna
Aswa?
Aswa?
Yes.
Yeah, we're not.
Because I know that's Wah.
Yeah, I think it's Aswa.
Okay, so we're getting rid of her.
Aswa.
I mean, Monica Bellucci had to get raped for 11 minutes. Like, that's for real, dude. That's commitment.
Yeah.
Monica Bellucci.
We didn't even watch all of that scene.
No, we fast forward.
We couldn't.
Good point.
We had enough.
Does that disqualify her from the race then? Yeah. We didn't watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
We can't give her an award that we didn't watch her whole performance,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we have to fast forward through that.
For all we know, she, like, messed up halfway through.
Good point. That's a fair point.
Yeah.
So we didn't do our due diligence there.
I want to keep Tara Reid on there.
I got to get rid of Tara Reid.
You didn't even read the name of this award.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
It's the Tim Curry Award for Best Actress.
I love that.
That's great. Oh, you ruined it.
I'm sorry. I messed that up. Yeah, the Tim
Curry. Throwing this award out.
No.
I can agree with Zach on the Tara Reid. I like Tara Reid.
You liked her in that movie, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't like Tara Reid. I liked her in that movie, Van Wilder, and Scrubs. That's all I got.
I also want to say, I want Sharknado. I legitimately want Sharknado to win an award, and I know it's not going to win Best Actor.
It's not going to win Best Actor, and no. I mean,
I'm convinced
it is
it's not.
I will spoil, it is up for Best Picture, though.
Susan Sarandon did do a really good job.
I think Susan Sarandon. Has Rocky Horror gotten a nomination yet?
A nomination?
Or a win yet, I'm sorry?
No.
No. I don't know, man. I like Susan Sarandon.
I'm torn between Tara Reid and Susan Sarandon.
I'm, you know, if that's what we're at, then that's what we're at.
Wait, you like anything else there? Anybody else?
There's too much boobs and too much clit cutting.
We're not giving Lisa
anything.
Yeah, no.
Lisa, she's a bitch.
She deserves nothing.
Clit cutting, though, man, that was a memorable thing. Like, she also committed to that.
Well, I didn't see it.
Well, but I'm saying in that movie, though, like, she gave her all in that movie.
She didn't actually cut her clit off.
I know, but still.
What if she did?
She was very naked.
If she did, I'd have to give her this
She
award.
Was very naked for a very long time.
That's true. She was very naked.
Yes. I think my vote's Susan Sarandon, though, just because I think I was in love with her.
I enjoy her.
What do we like? But that doesn't feel right. Does it feel
it
right
doesn't
to give
feel
Susan
right.
Sarandon the award? Tara Reid, sir.
That seems, hold on, Susan Sarandon seems like she would actually get a Best Actress.
Right.
Is that our problem?
I think so. That sounds like a name that
is our problem that we're giving legitimate
awards?
That
sounds like an actual nomination for Best Actress.
Right. If, like,
Susan Sarandon. If
Susan Sarandon gives, like, this daring, like, performance in her 60s now, it's like this is her comeback to the Oscar scene, and, like, she won this year, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
No.
No. Absolutely not. Like, she played some, I don't know, diabetes infected old woman. I don't know.
So we're gonna cross her off because she was too good.
We can get rid of. We can get rid of too much clit cutting. Yes.
Do we?
Yeah.
All right. That's fine. I'm okay with that.
So it's Tara Reid then.
Tara Reid.
Tara Reid. No, I don't like that. Now. We like it. Tara Reid. We're going Tara Reid.
I like it.
Tara Reid. Oh my god! What an upset
for you.
Unbelievable.
Was an upset for him, too, but he fucking beat him.
If I can't have Miley, I'm at least going to get Tara Reid.
Wow, that is a major upset.
It's not equal.
What a major shocker.
You're right, Miley is better.
She was getting like...
Yeah, I'll give you that.
She was getting like 20-1 odds in Vegas. That's unbelievable. Tara Reid wins the award.
Well, I bet on her in Vegas, so... I did pretty good tonight.
Is that the biggest upset of the night? Let's see. Is there any other more?
Tommy Wiseau.
That's not really an upset, though. I mean, it's not. Really,
I was pretty upset.
Is my
with
girlfriend
it.
A big upset?
That's a big upset.
Yes, that is a big upset.
That was a big upset. That was a big shock.
We
she
love
came
her.
Out of nowhere.
We love her. But you're wrong.
She came out of nowhere there.
Hey, yeah, she made those fucking bomb cake pops.
Wow, that is true. Really good in the cake pop video.
I didn't even eat mine.
Oh, that's a shame.
That is. Well, half of them hit the ground, so.
Delicious.
All right.
Weren't they hairy? Weren't your balls hairy, too?
They were hairy balls.
I had like 1,000.
Go watch How to Halloween, by the way, if you haven't. Like, it's a good time. It's mid-January. Watch a Halloween video podcast.
Yeah,
right?
Why not?
Definitely.
It's an hour long. It's very bad.
It's on YouTube. Yeah, it's quite fun. We had a good time.
It is on YouTube. How many views do we have on that?
Like 14.
Nice.
And the average viewing length is about 2 minutes.
Good.
I'm not kidding. Last I checked.
All right. Here we go. The final three. We have The Affleck Award for Best Actor.
I hate it already.
You know what I don't like is that every single one of these awards has been named after a man.
That's right. Even the women ones. Absolutely.
Well, for the record, Tim Curry was a sweet transvestite.
That is, yes.
I'm just saying, though. A little sexist.
I mean, that's, again, that I think is why I think our resolution should be 2016, have more females. Because I was going through that list of best actresses and it didn't feel like it was... Because this one is full of nominees. I had a hard time narrowing this down. Like, this is like heavy hitters. Every one of these could win.
Okay.
If
Tim Allen's not on that list, I'm going to be upset.
Eshbet. All right, here we go. The nominees for the Affleck Award for Best Actor. We have Bill Murray as himself in A Very Merry Christmas. Like, this is real. This could actually be like an Oscar lineup right now. Matt Lucas as Pompidou Pete Pompidou.
Okay.
In Pompidou. Tim Allen.
Wait, what show was that?
Pompidou.
Okay.
Tim Allen as Scott Calvin in the Santa Claus trilogy. Okay. Tim Curry as Frank Enfurter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Dr. Frank Enfurter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Tommy Wiseau as Johnny in The Room. Ugh. And Willem Dafoe as He in Antichrist. That's your list. Really tough here.
I think we can cross off Tommy Wiseau. Who agrees with that?
I mean, I kind of know which one I want to pick, though. So, like, I can eliminate five. I know what I want to pick here.
I can eliminate two.
You guys decide. Whatever you want to do, you talk it over.
But mind you, I still have a veto.
You have a power veto, and this is a big award.
There's only two left. You can use it. You can use it either here or the next one.
What's the next award?
It's the best picture.
No,
best picture is last.
Best picture is last. You can't use the veto one.
Oh, that's the one we can't?
Can't use the veto on best picture.
Oh, so the next one is our podcast theme.
Oh, yeah, but I don't.
I'll tell you what it is. It's the Great Afternoon Award for Podcast of the Year. Which episode was the best?
Oh.
That's what it is. So, but right now we're worried about best actor.
Can we cross off Tommy Wiseau?
We can cross off Tommy Wiseau. I'm okay
with
that. He got his award already. We don't have to give him two.
I don't think he deserves more than anything.
No.
It would be quite a feat, though. Like, if Tommy Wiseau comes in, he's the first actor in Wattat history to win the best actor and best director in the same year. I think that'd be quite an accomplishment.
I feel like we can't call it Wattat history when it's only one.
Just say it.
I feel like that's premature.
I'm all right, though. Yeah, that's okay.
I'm going to say this. I love Willem Dafoe. I don't think he is worthy to be standing next to these great men.
Wow.
No,
That was my vote for the winner.
That's your vote.
That was my vote for the winner.
I love Willem Dafoe.
I love him.
He doesn't.
I love the man.
Yeah.
Love the man. I don't think he is fit to stand next to Bill Murray and Tim Allen and Matt Lucas.
Had I not used my veto before,
you would have used it on
I would have used it on this one just because.
And honestly, I would have been less upset with that one.
Yeah. Really? You would have rather had Willem Dafoe than
yes.
Tommy Wiseau?
Yes.
That's fine.
That's how much we don't like Tommy Wiseau.
I will say, every time now I see Willem Dafoe's face, I get nauseous. And I feel like that is only because of that great performance. Like, that could be his performance of his career.
I still look at him and I see the Green Goblin and I hear, there's a firefight!
That was the role of his career.
And the lipstick.
In Boondock Saints.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm seeing.
All right. That's fine.
I think I have two clear choices here.
Okay.
Nobody's picking Tim Allen, right?
No.
Let's get rid of him.
Good. Can we agree?
He was in the running for a little bit, but then I actually thought about it, and I'm like, no.
Wow, Tim Allen. It's all right. It's an honor just to be nominated, right?
Yeah.
For him.
He
did a good job. Don't get us wrong.
Honor just to be nominated.
We're talking about best actor. I'm going to go Tim Curry. I'm going to put it out there. Tim Curry.
I'm also going Tim Curry.
I'm going with Tim Curry.
Oh, by unanimous consent.
Huge upset. I feel bad not picking Murray.
I was gonna do Murray.
You know, really though, if we're really gonna talk about it, Clooney was
the star that
star you mean?
But of these, Tim Curry as Frankenfurter or Bill Murray as himself, the Frankenfurter is just the better role.
Man, Matt Lucas yet to take home a trophy. Yet.
You know, it's
Matt Lucas.
It's sad too, because you know, he really did jumpstart.
There's time. Don't worry. There's two awards left.
This is the last one I can veto on.
That is right.
So you got it. It's your choice.
Was Clooney snubbed?
We shouldn't even bother talking about this one. Just let Zach pick.
Was Clooney snubbed?
Was Clooney snubbed here, you think?
I kind of think so.
Think Clooney was snubbed of the best supporting?
Yeah, you didn't put him as...
He was not nominated for best supporting.
Why did you not put him as best supporting?
No, I couldn't. There was a long list. Who do you take out? Who do you take out of that list?
Philip Haldeman. You take out Philip Haldeman.
Yeah, all right. Well,
he played Denny.
Too late now.
Yeah, well, it's
the Fox won it anyway, though. Fox did a good job there. All right.
That'd have been a close runner-up.
All right, so since you can only use your veto here, you get to choose the award here.
I mean, we could try to discuss it if you want.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you can.
We'll make our cases.
Yeah, certainly. Of course.
This is the
we'll sway you.
This is the Great Afternoon Award for Podcast of the Year.
No. I'm under the impression, though, that this is going to be very unanimous.
Okay, we'll see.
Well, did you put podcast episodes or actual podcasts?
Episodes.
Okay.
Of why is this?
Because I was going to say, if it's actual podcasts, I have a right in that would win.
Yeah, not like Serial, fucking, what's that one that you listen to, the story one?
Welcome to Night Vale.
Welcome to Night Vale, yeah.
It's a great podcast.
The Adam Carolla
go,
podcast.
Go no. listen, no, go, seriously, do you listen to it?
No.
You guys
I've been meaning to.
That's I don't listen to podcasts.
It's very good.
You only do them. Have you heard of the one that GE Theater is called The Message? And it's about...
I've heard of it, but I haven't looked into it.
It's they got like a message from outer space like 10 years ago, and they're decoding it and everything, and it's supposed to be kind of cool. I feel like you would like it. It sounds like a very tech thing. Yeah, I haven't listened to it either. All right, here we go. Nominees are Bean Boozled from September 9th.
Oof. Zach vomited.
He did vomit on podcast.
It was live on the podcast for everyone to hear.
Spoiler alert. That one's not winning.
How to Halloween from October 30th.
Big production. Okay.
Really, a lot of production into that.
A lot of production.
A lot of fun, though.
Not a lot of payback. Not a lot of...
No, but it was fun to do.
Kill Me-a-thon from June 25th.
That was a blast.
Okay.
Pompadour, the first ever podcast we've ever done.
First one.
We sat down, we said we have to podcast about this show on Netflix, and that's...
Who was it your idea to do a podcast for it?
Yeah. It might have been, yeah. But he was the one that introduced us to
podcast. Yeah, and then...
I showed it the show, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so one of us said, let's do a podcast. I can't remember who, though.
And then we had the idea...
Well, you two.
Then we had the idea of Kill Me-a-thon. Kill Me-a-thon was originally, by the way, supposed to be a part of Nico's show. But then we said, all right, we're doing this podcast. Might as well keep rolling with this.
Oh, yeah.
And when we were done with Pompadour, we decided to go on and...
Do more.
Yeah, never been the same ever since. Yeah. All right, and then we got Santa-thon.
Worst 8 months of my life.
Santa-thon from December 16th. Those are your five nominees.
Okay.
A Sane-a-thon.
Yeah, you did not proofread these.
I did them literally like over the last 2 hours.
Ah, Sane-a-thon.
Wow.
I'm crossing off Bean Boozled. Fuck that one.
I also recall Zach being very upset during the first episode. Because
I was.
Because of our theories.
Because of these stupid theories.
He hadn't bought in yet. But Bean Boozled was the most fun I've ever had in a podcast, for sure.
Because you didn't do shit!
It was so much fun.
I had a lot of fun, too, actually.
A lot of fun in that podcast.
You know, it was pretty awful. But I still had fun. But I like torturing myself.
I still, like, can't eat jelly beans.
What about those beer ones?
They were beer-flavored, of course. I mean, those.
You know, Megan, on our gift swap, left the box behind. We have a few left.
Wait, you want some?
No. Want to have one? Want to taste one for old time's sake?
No.
In honor of the support? No.
Well, do you want to taste one? This is going to be your first month risk.
No.
No. It's a risk because it's 50-50.
Sure it is. That's great.
There's only like five left in there.
That's perfect.
Like people have eaten them.
I know. Like, yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Like they weren't thrown out. It was just like an empty box. Somewhere along the line,
Megan was actually here that night eating like a bunch of them.
She ate a bunch of them.
Well, yeah. Somebody, we were hanging out. When were we hanging out? Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
We were hanging out Saturday and somebody said, I would do it. But the fact that Megan got, like, six good ones in a row really pushes the odds out of favor. And I'm like, that's a good fucking point.
Unless they were just all good. I mean, it's just me in a factory. That's the way I look at it. The odds are...
Well, yeah, but...
Anything.
You did love some of those flavors, though. Like, the grass flavor.
Grass wasn't bad.
Yeah, the Not toothpaste. Bad. Like, it wasn't all horrible.
Baby wipe wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
It was okay. I can do a baby wipe.
All right. I'm seeing... I think there's two.
I'm trying to think of the ones that didn't make me feel horrible afterwards.
Very difficult.
I enjoyed
very difficult.
Few and Pompadour.
That was like, oh yeah, we can keep doing this.
Nothing but hope. Nothing but hope. That just all crashing down.
You know,
I think just in terms of the one that I think about the most. I mean, there's one that I feel like is iconic. The phrase "too much rape" came from that.
Kill Me-a-thon.
Yeah,
that was a good 15 hours or something.
And it, 12 a lot hours of work was put into that. However, a lot of work was put into a lot of these.
Well, I mean, if you want to talk a lot of work.
Since this is ultimately my vote.
Yes.
I unfortunately have to get rid of Pompadour.
Okay. That's fair.
Just because we've done miserable. So many great things.
And by the way, we've gotten better since then, too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Have we? I'm I'm hesitant to get rid of Santathon because that was my only good idea.
That was a great podcast, too.
It was
great.
Except the James Bond thing, but you seem to like it, and you're wrong.
Yes. Nico's often wrong.
Nico's often wrong.
What do you like? What do you like, kid?
I think...
Oh, boy. This is huge.
I gotta go with the thing I quote the most, which is too much rape.
Kill me a thon.
So kill me a thon.
Wins.
So the tatty.
You know what? Well deserved for kill me a thon.
That
the torture we went through.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and on top of me,
I'm glad that we could award ourselves.
It was essentially me starting too much rape.
Yes.
I'm glad we could award ourselves.
I think, yeah. I think
the
not only
we could just pat ourselves on the back. For
not
that.
Only was that one of. If not the most downloaded,
it was certainly podcast. The most viewed. I think besides the Steve Buscemi post,
yeah. Which is ridiculous. Is this still
that
going?
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, still going. Still every day I get a hit.
That's
on that.
Hilarious.
Every day, yeah.
It just as a podcast, I think it was one of the best ideas people have had.
It was horrendous.
It was
not
awful,
fun to do.
Awful to do, but as a podcast, if I was a listener, I'd be like, oh, that's cool.
And it was an entertaining show, I will say. Listening back to it, our misery was very entertaining, and I was laughing at
so
it.
So I think.
I've never listened to it again.
I started to, and I sort of like scrubbed through it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I got to like, well, I think we just finished Motors, and I listened to it, and we were all like, okay. So, like,
we're doing that again this year, right?
No.
No.
Because we are doing...
We're doing a different form of Kill Me a Thon. I cannot do those types
we
of
We will
movies.
Do an all-night marathon at some point, but it's not going
to
be...
I cannot
well,
do those
I
types of
I think we need
movies.
To again, because
no.
Adam had... Remember, Adam had a whole nother list.
Whole other list.
I physically don't have it in me.
I don't have it in me either.
Oh, you guys are such pansies.
I can do an all-night marathon of something. I can't do of those types of movies.
Yeah.
It's got to be torturous somehow.
It was... Oh, my... Well, I'd rather watch Bad than Disturbing.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather watch Bad. Like,
and the fact that we'd be doing it...
What's a show that had a lot of seasons that shouldn't have?
Lost.
Aww.
That was not deserved.
Friends.
No, Lost. No, no. A real show.
Oh, we're really... just going at each other. I can't even say Seinfeld because I love Seinfeld.
I can say Seinfeld.
You can say Seinfeld. Say Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Oh.
So, yeah, at some point we'll do another.
Watch the
you can't agree with me, though. Lost went on for far longer.
Of course
it should have.
Well, duh. Well, yeah.
I'm saying how many seasons?
You know what
are
we should
that?
Do?
What?
You know what we should do? We should spend 24 hours watching 24.
Ooh.
I don't like it either.
How do you hate 24?
I really don't like 24. It either.
You know, Rush Limbaugh used to do that.
How many seasons of 24 are there?
Two, three.
There's eight and then a half season. There's technically nine, but there's eight and then a 12 episode season. Rush Limbaugh, before the new season would air, would just get a bunch of buddies together and for the 24 hours leading up to the premiere, watch the previous season. Great show. Such a great show.
Are there 24 episodes every season, too?
Yeah. Except for the last one where they did a half season of 12. Yeah. But there's 24 episodes, 24 hours long. That'd be
so
fun.
We should do something like that.
Yes. I can't believe you don't like 24. I love 24.
Not
I think
that good.
You might...
I don't like the format.
Oh,
I don't like the whole real-time
man.
Thing.
Oh, one of my favorites. Top 10 for me.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
I can't bring myself to like that show because we're supposed to believe he can stop all these Taylor's plots in 24 hours, that's ridiculous.
Also, Kiefer Sutherland. I mean,
how
also
dare you? How dare
you, know
you
what my,
sir?
No, you know what my favorite Sutherland role was?
Oh no,
you're a pirate.
Kiefer, you a pirate, man?
That explains everything. Jumps into a tree.
Yeah, I don't understand. Was he just drunk? Is that what?
Yes,
I think
he
so.
Was bombed.
That's so. Hilarious that happens.
What a great moment
on camera.
All right.
Okay.
Final award. We got to agree on this now.
Yes.
I mean, preferably we come to a consensus, but if we have to, well, it'll be a 2 out of 3 thing.
I think the crossing off helps.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
10 nominees here, like it is in the Oscars for the final award. 10 nominees. This is the, seriously, why is this a thing award for Thing of the Year?
Thing of the Year.
So let's try to cross off at least 5 before we even talk about what's going to win.
The nominees are Antichrist. A Serbian film, A Very Merry Christmas, Danger 5, Kong Fury, Pompidou, The Rocky Horror Picture Show, The Room, The Santa Claus Trilogy, and Sharknado 3, Oh Hell No.
Okay.
10 nominees.
I'll let you go first.
I think we can cross off Danger 5.
Yes.
Because we didn't finish it.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think we can cross off A Very Merry Christmas and Kung Fury because why aren't they a thing? They're great.
They are great.
I can agree with you on The Very Merry Christmas.
Kung Fury was wonderful.
It was great.
But it wasn't the spirit of this podcast. Yes, yeah.
Of course it was.
A Very Merry Christmas.
A Very Merry Christmas really
was something we would legitimately watch.
Like, I almost put Trick or Treat here, but then I remember that's actually a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it was actually. So, yeah. I think we can cross off Very Merry.
Yeah, because you know what? That's wonderful. That should happen. That should happen more.
Yes.
We need more of that.
All right, Very Merry Christmas.
We need a Very Merry.
Yeah, Trick or Treat was great.
It was really good.
I want a Very Merry Valentine's Day, a Very Merry Thanksgiving, Very Merry Halloween.
Arbor Day.
Very Merry Arbor Day. A Very Merry Groundhog Day.
Very Merry Flag Day.
Oh, that exists already. Okay.
Oh, I just got it.
That's okay.
I just got it.
Why didn't Groundhog Day become a franchise? Why didn't they do, like, Arbor Day, Flag Day, where, like, Bill Murray just gets stuck in the same day over and over again? Why didn't that happen? There should have been, like, 5 sequels.
What are you crossing off?
I think we can get rid of, Sharknado 3, oh hell no.
Okay, I agree with that.
I think we can get rid of the Santa Claus trilogy as well.
I think anything that had more than one is clearly doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I mean, this is, by the way, it doesn't necessarily, you can use whatever criteria you want.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the thing this year that I think meant the most to you.
Okay.
You know, that's what I kind of took this as.
I'm actually asking myself the question, why is this a thing to each of these?
Yeah, okay. Me too.
That's okay. What I'm thinking.
That's fair.
And when I think that, I don't think of The Room.
I mean, I certainly do.
I mean, it's terrible, but Tommy Wiseau wanted to do it, so we did it, and he had the
I think it's because we researched how that movie was made so much that we know why it's a thing.
Yeah.
And it's because Tommy Wiseau was born.
I still think The Room was The Room's not my first choice. It's certainly in my top two, though. So, I mean, if you guys don't want it there, I'm cool with that. We can cross it off.
You really liked The Room, didn't you?
I loved The Room.
I loved it because it was such a shitty, shitty
movie. I don't want to give it any awards.
I saw the passion in The Room. Like, I was thinking about The Room for literally a week afterwards.
I shudder.
Like, there was purpose.
I shudder at the thought that The Room can get even awards for being bad. I don't want it to get anything.
The Room is what art should
I
be.
I want it to be locked in a closet.
Did I tell you about the guy at the movies? So at the movies, they have badges. I think I talked about this on here.
You did.
Yeah, yeah. His favorite movie.
And I'm like, why? He goes, I like bad things. Yes. I'm like, okay. Excellent point, my friend.
All right, I think we can get rid of Kung Fury as well at this point.
Kung Fury is great.
Yeah, we can get rid of it, though.
I want more, in fact.
Yeah.
I would like more.
Jeez. Antichrist, get rid of.
Yeah, I was thinking that. And I know what I want.
I don't think I need crossing off. I know what I want my winner to be.
I think we're good.
I think I want my winner.
I think we have.
I know my winner.
Should we say it at the same time? I think, do we all have the same one?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't
know. I need to still ponder a little.
We're crossing off this one?
That was my choice.
Wow!
It's not mine.
Not mine either.
That is my choice.
All right, on the count of three, we'll just do it. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Pompidou.
And I agree with that.
But I went to Superman
because I'm like seriously, why is this a thing? How did that ever get made?
That's true.
There's no logical reason why that should ever
but
get made.
But then again.
But Pompidou started us off.
The OG. The OG of this podcast, man.
Yeah.
Pompidou started the whole thing and now concludes the ceremony. The Wattati for the Seriously, Why Is This a Thing award for the thing of the year goes to Pompidou.
I'm good with that.
I think there was no other way you could have concluded.
See, they can't see this, but it's funny.
It's not. Zach's still not funny. Whether or not you can see it or not.
No, it's funny.
Zach's doing a literal round of applause. Yes. His hands are going up and down in circles.
Oh, oops.
Sorry. Turn that off. Fuck the audience.
See, they thought it was funny.
Can we go through these one more time? These are the Wattatis. Go ahead, Zach.
Are we starting from here?
Read them off, yeah.
So, the Seriously Why Is This a Thing?
No, go further.
I'm going this way.
All right, whatever.
Okay, no, fuck it.
Okay, go that way.
Okay, the Fuck the Audience Award for Best Podcast Guest goes to... Sadly. Michaela.
Hey.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
You better text Michaela and tell her she won a Wattati.
Oh, I'm going to tell her later.
Yeah, it's going to be... That's for real.
I'm going to tell her I wasted my veto on her.
You really did. You could use that veto.
Use that phrasing when you tell
I will. Trust me, I will. I'll say...
Babe, I used a veto on you.
No, I'm going to say I wasted it on you.
Okay, but let me ask you something, though. Legitimately.
Yeah?
Who would you have given that award to? Not just because she is Michaela. Your girlfriend, but
Michaela.
There you go.
Michaela.
Keep going.
The Kill Yourself Award. The Kill Yourself Award for Most Annoying Character goes to Dr. Neil Miller from A Santa Claus.
Yes, good choice there.
Great choice.
Yeah.
I think that was the easiest one we made.
I think so, too.
The Good Afternoon Award for Most Quotable Quote goes to... Should we all do it together? From Pompidou.
Yes, that's right.
The Giamatti Award for Best Supporting Actress.
That sounds like a real award.
It does.
That's okay.
It is now, bitch. How about that?
Wait, was it before?
No.
The Giamatti Award? I feel like that's a real award.
Probably. There's probably some snotty, like, British people handed out every year.
The Giamatti Award.
For Best Supporting Actress goes to Mary and the Dog playing herself.
Great choice.
Pompidou.
Great choice. Well deserved.
The Very Naughty Award for Sexiest Scene goes to the glorious Martin Short. Climaxing to his own name.
Wow.
You know, that's an upset for me still. Yeah,
totally an upset. Totally, definitely an upset, no doubt about it. I mean,
voted for that, Nico.
No, I'm saying it's an upset as in, like, he's not the odds-on favorite. Yeah, he upset the other guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, for real.
It's an upset, no doubt about it.
Okay.
I'm not saying he was the odds-on favorite. I still voted for him. Go ahead.
The Buscemi Award for Best Supporting Actor. Can I just write in Steve Buscemi?
No. No write-in candidates.
Before when you go, oh yeah, that's a write-in candidate.
Okay, whatever.
Which didn't win, by the way.
No. We wrote it in for no
We
reason.
Wrote it in, no one voted.
Yep.
The Fox, as himself.
Ooh. Wow, well-deserved victory there.
Well-deserved victory.
Yeah. What else we got?
The Snyder Award. The
Cinder Award.
Cinder Award, correct, yeah. For Best Director goes to Matt Lucas for Pompidou.
Wonderful.
The Tim Curry Award.
It didn't go to Matt Lucas.
Yeah, I know. It goes to Tommy
Wiseau.
You
liar, you asshole.
It went to Tommy Wiseau.
Tommy Wiseau won it.
Nico vetoed that shit.
I did veto that shit.
It was the worst thing ever.
So close. So close to getting away with
this. Almost
shit.
Went on official record.
Yeah, almost.
Almost did.
The Tim Curry Award for Best Actress goes to Tara Reid, a.k.a. Too Much Tara Reid. As what was the name? April Shepherd in Sharknado 3.
Shocking. Shocking victory there.
A wonderful victory.
Absolute upset. Tara Reid.
Only because we didn't actually want to give the supporting actress award to someone who could win it.
That's about right.
That was our criteria at the end of
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous.
The Affleck Award for Best Actor goes to Tim Curry as Dr. Frankenfurter.
No brainer on that one. Yeah.
That one was easy. The Great Afternoon. My apologies.
Yes.
Award for Podcast of the Year goes to Kill Me-a-thon.
Yes. From June 25th.
From June 25th.
Look it up in the archives, NicoEmpire.com. Which, by the way, what can they do on NicoEmpire.com?
Buy things through the Amazon banner.
Ooh. Or you can go to Amazon.NicoEmpire.com.
Can you?
I want to say a big thank you, by the way, to everybody that bought shit during the Christmas season.
Thank you for the consumerism.
Literally, I could have spent $150 to that banner, and I just didn't think of it.
Guess what? Using that money that I made over the last couple months, buying a new mixer for the podcast.
Good.
We're gonna buy a new mixer, so hopefully we'll have a nice setup.
So you realize what's next? Separate mics.
Yes, that's the plan. That is the plan. We're gonna work.
You
on
wanted the mixer
mics.
First, and then the mics.
Yeah. We're gonna have like multiple mics. We're gonna...
yeah, yeah.
We're each gonna get our own mic.
We're gonna do it for real.
Isn't that exciting?
No, I made enough.
Are we gonna have headphones?
Yeah, that's the plan. I want to do headsets for everybody. I think.
Oh, that's exciting.
Oh my god.
I don't have quite enough money for it just yet. We're gonna see what happens. But I want to thank everybody that used the Amazon stuff.
I'll start purchasing through.
I made a decent amount this year, so thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. Now the podcast can become better. That's the whole point of this in the first place. All right, go ahead.
Better.
Quote unquote, yes.
And lastly, the Seriously Why Is This a Thing? Or what, Seriously Why Is This a Thing?
Yes.
Seriously. For Thing of the Year.
Yes.
Goes to the one.
The OG.
The only.
The OG.
The OG.
Yes.
The Alpha. I can't say the Omega.
Yes.
Unless it gets to season 2, then the world's coming to an end.
Not happening.
And
that would be wonderful.
That would be great. Would that not wouldn't be wonderful?
It? Oh, it'd be the best thing ever.
Oh, I should have wished for something else for Christmas.
Oh. We don't have to worry about podcast ideas every week. Could you imagine?
Just a new episode every week of Pompadour.
Oh, it's the best.
We would be the originals. You realize that.
We would be.
Are the originals.
And we, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
The full Pompadour.
Goes to Pompadour. There you go. Pompadour. That's the first annual with Taddy. What a ceremony. What a night. Oh, oops. Hold on. Wait a minute. What a night. Oh, my God.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
It's amazing how the audience starts and stops like at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Just a beautiful ceremony tonight. I want to thank everybody that showed up, all the nominees for a great performance.
I want to thank the little people.
Thanks.
The elves.
Thanks for mentioning me.
You're welcome. Peter Dinklage.
Peter great. Dinklage, he's great.
Von Troyer. The black guy from Bad Santa.
Oh.
what's his name?
Oh. Are we just making fun of little people now?
No, I'm thanking the little people.
That's good. Man, great Nick. Year. Great year in 2015. This was so much fun. The year that we started this podcast.
8 months? 9 months?
And I just hope that on next year's with Taddies, on the second annual, we even have better nominees. Hopefully we'll watch more horrible stuff.
I think we need to try to... Yeah, I think you're right about trying to watch some more... female actresses.
Female-focused stuff.
Female-focused.
Yeah. This was really great.
So we'll start Gilmore Girls next week.
No, we won't.
Might as well.
We're going to become the ABC Family podcast. We're just going to watch all the...
What are they changing it to?
Oh.
Should we watch Kyle XY?
Yes!
No. Oh, we can watch one episode of Kyle XY,
let's
maybe.
Do it.
Oh, can I pick the episode?
Sure. We're also, by the way, doing... at some point when the Martyrs remake comes out this year. We're doing that. That has to be on the docket.
I'm on...
Actually, you know what? That one...
Just
that's
on
that's
its own.
When she gets like skinned.
Right? Yeah, when she gets
skinned. That actually wasn't all that bad.
It was pretty bad.
It's actually kind of a good plot.
You enjoyed that movie.
An okay plot.
It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't the worst of the ones we saw. It was watchable.
We were three deep at that point, I think.
Yeah.
Are we taking a week off, by the way? Because Zachary's going to Dubai. Going to Dubai tomorrow.
Right.
Godspeed, by the way. Have a great trip. Nice, safe trip. Enjoy all the beautiful women of Dubai.
Cheetahs.
Yes, all the cheetahs.
No, there are cheetahs.
And the burning skyscrapers.
Which, by the way, did you hear that the jet fuel didn't melt the steel beams?
Really?
Amazing.
Go figure.
It's amazing.
So I don't think we might
You're
have
eating
time.
No, poo, that's not honey. That's government secrets. Jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
When are you coming back?
The 18th.
Which is?
17th, which is Sunday.
Which is the Sunday of next week. Okay, so you won't be here.
You're going to be here for 2 weeks, right? You're going to be away for 2 weeks?
We're taking a week off. We're going to have to take a week off.
Just 1 week off and I'll come back fine.
Unless you want to do a Zach's Not Here podcast.
We can do that.
You already did one of those.
We'll do another one.
I didn't get a Somebody's Not Here podcast, so I don't think you guys get
to. Start doing them when I don't show up.
You always text us saying, hey, I'm coming, and then you're an hour and a half late.
What if you did a Nico's Not Here podcast? Would that be fun?
You want to just do one by yourself when you're
ooh, solo podcast? All right, we'll figure it out. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you for a great year, and let's have a better 2016, right?
Except awesome. You, Nico.
Oh.
Have a shitty one.
Take some risks.
I will. And until next time.
You've been naughty.
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 Fuck the audience.
Sorry for the screaming in the background.
Why are you stealing that from me? Why?
Huh? Because I don't want you to have nice things.